NPR News, I'm Mike Lamp. The state is looking out for more cases of the Omicron variant of COVID-19. Colorado's first case is in a woman in Arapahoe County in Metro Denver. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Public health departments are doing regular genome and wastewater testing to track variants. The state says this particular case is not due to community transmission in Colorado, but instead involves a returning traveler from Southern Africa. The woman followed health guidance, like wearing a mask, says state epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy.
And at this point, we have no reason to believe that masks would be less effective for the Omicron variant than they are for COVID-19 in general.
She says the woman's close contacts have tested negative. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
In El Paso County, the seven-day positivity rate of COVID-19 is higher than the state average, and the county's vaccination rate is lower than average. Dr. Leon Kelly is the El Paso County coroner. He says the vaccine is still important, even while the Omicron variant has now turned up in Colorado.
We went from you as an individual didn't have many tools to protect yourself and your family and your community to now you have a very effective tool. You just have to use it.
Kelly says as COVID-19 evolves, so too will vaccines. Colorado will receive more than $121 million next year for wastewater and drinking water projects. The federal funding is part of the $1 trillion infrastructure bill that was signed by President Biden last month. The funding will likely be used to upgrade aging water infrastructure and projects that reduce lead and chemical contamination of drinking water. That includes projects that bring down levels of chemicals known as PFAS, linked to cancer and other health problems. Colorado State University has fired its head football coach. Steve Adazio got just 4 wins in 16 games over 2 seasons. CSU says a national search for his replacement will begin immediately. Rams football hasn't played in a postseason bowl game since a loss in the New Mexico Bowl in 2017. It's mostly sunny along the Front Range and a sunny weekend all across Colorado. This is CPR News.